Needless to say, there have been many of those. The planned ones, appearing in the annual plays and shows that have always been a feature of life at Queen's College. Billy Miller looks back.
The school pantomimes you always remember. It was the highlight of the school year. And I remember a couple in my time. But I think I remember most of all the first play where we were permitted to use the Barbadian dialect. And I remember going, great trepidation, to the headmistress, Mrs. Randall, and asking permission and getting it. And then discovering, again, we were quite shocked that people like Miss Pilgrim and Miss Hackett were willing to help.
Looking back has become standard practice among old girls of the school when they meet contemporaries who can share reminiscences like those exchanged here by Anne Hewitt and Bobby Emptage.
The most ludicrous time in my life, I don't know if it was anxious or frightening or both or amusing, but it was a time that I think I set some kind of a record by getting 3 detentions in the same morning. One for having forgotten my shorts at home. One for not having marked my blouse, which we used to call a romper in those days. And the third for laughing at the ridiculous situation of having got the first two.
I had a most anxious moment my first term in school when baths were built and nobody seemed to know what to do with them. And most people protested and parents sent letters saying you catch cold and various other terrible things would happen to the children. And I was quite happy about jumping in a bath. I mean, it didn't worry me in any way. And preparing for this bath or something, there was a suggestion that we hold somebody who was still dressed and everything, almost a muffler and a heavy coat, because she couldn't even take those off in public. And I was posted as a sentry at a door to prevent her from escaping. And who should come along but the teacher in charge of the junior school in those days, because you were little, I think it was 9 years old, and found me acting as a brinks across one of the only exits, and where I was arrested immediately and marched before the headmistress in an undressed state. And parents were called and guardians were called and expulsion was promised and all kinds of things.
The threat of expulsion or suspension or just an involuntary trip to the headmistress's office can hardly be easily forgotten. And for some reason, singing lessons often provided the backdrop for the sort of incident synonymous with such unwelcome prospects. For Anne Hewitt, the memory of those singing lessons is still clear.
What I remember about the singing was the kind, first of all, the kinds of songs that we liked.